So from a planner's perspective, Dripping Springs is really a unique place. And I would argue it's got more than an average sense of itself. So it sees itself, indeed, as its history bears out, as distinct town, separate and distinct from Austin. And with respect to growth issues, this plays out in the level of autonomy it tries to achieve, both real and perceived. This desire for autonomy, kind of to create a separate sense of itself in the face of being a participant in a metropolitan region, this sets up certain juxtapositions and sets the stage for the growth issues that we've been facing there. My thesis is this plays out, these tensions and issues play out on three overlapping scales of concern, and we can better understand them by kind of looking at these three different scales. So let me just lay these three scales out here for you from a planner's perspective. As I said, these will kind of blur and overlap and may or may not relate neatly to correlating legal perspectives, but I think with Dripping Springs and probably a lot of other cities in the metropolitan fringe, they'll give you some three different windows on the issues that we're facing and the growth dynamics that's set up there. Along the way, I'm going to introduce you to a couple of case studies that might illustrate and illuminate some of these scale-related issues and particular ways to respond to them. So let's begin. The three scales really are pretty easy to understand. The first one is the regional scale, although the definition of that can can vary. That sets up the fundamental growth parameters and growth dynamics for what a city faces. And the next scale down is the ETJ scale, really dealing with grappling with the issues at the edges of a city and the control of its boundaries and its borders and the things that happen adjacent to it.